Hello friends, we are learning the subject of internet marketing. This is chapter 2 on understanding the market and audience. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this particular session for you. Agenda for today's this particular session is, of course, we want to understand what is market and marketing, so to say, which includes audiences, that is a target group. We want to understand how to conduct the research to understand your consumers, buying personas, so that's a very important subject, customer journey maps, then how to segment the audience, so entire the art of segmentation, geographic, demographic, etc., and how to measure and optimize your overall marketing. So with that as an agenda, let's begin. Just to give you an introductory understanding, one of the most important steps in internet marketing is to understand your market, that is what constitutes your total market, and within that, what is your audience. When I say market, means which category of the product are you in, what is the relevant solution that you are providing. So are you in fast food genre, are you in instant food category? So that's what one has to understand, and within that, whether you are attracting teenagers, housewives, mid-aged, old-aged, so that's what is a audience or a target group. Your market is the group of potential customers. So when I told you market is the group of potential customers who are interested in your product or services, your audience is the subset of your market who are expected to your, who are exposed to your internet marketing campaign. So what it tries to give you an idea is the category that you decided. I want to be in the instant or a fast food, kind of a product category, that sets for you as to who could be your possible interested people in your buying. And after that, when on internet marketing, when you decide your internet marketing, you have to be very clear as to whom you want to target. Knowing your market and audiences helps make you effective marketing plan. So only when you know these two things, you are able to create marketing plan. It's a document which really lays down your entire strategy. Internet marketing is one of them. Good plans attracts interest and turn people into your customer, and then bring relationship, and then they make them loyal. So that's the essence. So why understanding the market and audience is important? So we are trying to see as to why that you need to understand this. Segment your market. So it's very, very crucial that out of the large group of suspects, you must know which group of people are most suitable for your product or are more likely to buy your solution. Okay, vacuum cleaner. It's not required, or the lady in a rural area with the hut or with the clay house, etc., will not think of it. But modern living housewife would like to. So that's what you have to have. Homogeneous grouping available to you. That is what is the segmentation. We will learn about it as we move forward. Now, once you know that, you are able to therefore tailor your marketing. Means now once you know that, you know what product they will buy, from where will they buy, at what price will they buy, what should I communicate, promote, what should my brand differentiate itself with. So all those things will start, and that will also reflect in your internet marketing, and broadly if this understanding is there, the effectiveness will be good. So that's why. Then comes choose the right tactics. Strategy and tactics, like strategy is like in the wartime, the strategy could be make the enemy immobilized, means they should not be able to move from where they are. Now the tactics requires you to break the bridges, airport, damage the airport, break the highways, make it not roadworthy, so that the tanks and their artilleries and trucks will not be able to move. So that is tactics. So likewise, you are able to, within the entire genre of strategy that you may decide, social media strategy, but within that, the tactics you are able to choose. So that is an allowance that you get. So where here it tells you that the mere like a voice, social media platforms or more, what will be the right for you to reach out to them. Create relevant content. content marketing, we have understood, is very important. So creating content will bring right people to search for information, build the trust in your brand, elevate your brand stature. So all those things are really theirs, and your content should really resonate. The word resonate means they should feel that you are understanding them, you are talking to them in their language, you know their difficulties, challenges, problems. So those perspectives should come out, and with that you are able to then create an engagement, trust, empathy and relationship. So that's what evaluate campaign effectiveness. So this is always a important subject matter. If you do not set your KPI, we have understood earlier, without this, it is very difficult to understand how effective means what is return on investment or what is the conversion that you got, etc. So those kind of things will not come out. You will not be able to have a better tactics. You will not know whether your strategy has worked, etc. Enhance content creation. Content being important, creation is like understanding your audience, improve your ability to create content that resonates. I have already explained, this ensures that your message is on point and effectively engages your target. Means you are providing them the information, the most sought after by them at the time that they were looking for it, and that will create connect. Drive strategic planning. Actually, the strategic planning should have come, say, before the tactical this thing, but nevertheless, you have to have your strategy in place. So like when you go to war, you have to have a specific strategy in mind. So I give you from my personal life, I worked with one of the leading automotive company where we were embarking on launch of an SUV. It was on early era where there was not SUV as a concept in the market. And we have set out the strategy in just three terms or three statements. Okay. So if I have to narrate you, the strategy was find your pond. That was the year one strategy. We were actually targeting those who are keen for buying sedan at that point of time. Idea is to grab them and elevate their choice to the SUV. So find the pond. So where will you find large people seeking sedan purchase or showing sedan interest? Second year, expand the pond. How can you find more similar such people? So you see that we had a strategy in place. One has to understand, that kind of an understanding will really set for you choice of media, the tactics, the channel selection, construct of the message, etc. Understanding marketing and audience allows you. So now we have understood the preliminary part. What will it do for you? Gain insight into the need, problems, goals and desires of the customer. When you understand them, these are the points you understand about them. And when you do that, you exactly know what probable product, what is the solution, how to communicate the same product, but in a way that it will meet their need or it will solve their problem. So likewise, analyze the size, scope, trend. So once you define this homogeneous group, then from the large 140 million, say, Indian customers, once you define teenagers, you are able to then say size, the scope, the trend. You will then monitor what is happening in that genre, etc. What are the opportunities that is opening for you? What are the challenge and the threat that you may face? So your clarity will come. So that's another utility. The third is establish your unique value proposition. In a market, it is very critical that you stand out, differentiate. The moment you take a word glucose biscuit, Parle Ji name comes, though there is a Tiger biscuit from Britannia. Okay, why? Because Parle Ji has all along been able to distinguish it. When I take a name, mineral water, Bisleri is like a synonyms. Why? Because they are able to create that unique value for themselves, their brand. Select the most effective internet marketing channels. We have understood that earlier, things like whether social media, whether influencer. So what is it that you will want to do? Platforms, websites or digital, this thing, etc. All these things will help you to communicate effectively. Develop internet marketing content. So content is very powerful. So you know that you get into appropriately your content marketing. Again, as I said, it has resonate. So that's what. Then comes cultivate trust, credibility and loyalty among your audience. So after you gain them, this is what you need to do. They should believe in your brand. They should become, you should become a credible source for them, and that will lead to relationship and a loyalty. Loyalty will help you to capture what? Customer lifetime value. I have explained that concept earlier. Continuously monitor, measure and enhance. So then we, all these marketing efforts, you should know whether it is working. So we have understood that concept through KPI. So continuously monitoring, measure and enhance your internet marketing performance based on feedback and based on real-time data, many other data, site visitors, unique visitors, bounce rate, all those things we have seen earlier, very briefly though, but that's what monitoring and measuring. Okay, so now we get into developing the understanding of the audience can be done in many ways. How will you understand who is your audience or a target group of customers or those unique individuals out of the large group of suspects have similar homogeneous characteristics? So how do you do that? First is, we are learning internet marketing, so I'm limited to that, wherein websites and social media data analytics, remember that you understood there are various analytics tools. Analytics tools will gather for you information from the website visit, okay, or the social media channel that the customer visits. So they are able to then look into the demographics, because every time when you have created certain things, you have fed in your information. So that has been captured. Your interest, what you watch, where you stay long, where you abandon. So those kind of your interests, your behavioral pattern, your search patterns, etc. What you buy, buying patterns. Platforms like Facebook Insights and Google Analytics are valuable tools. Facebook Insights we have not covered earlier, even that is there on the social media side. Obtaining data like age, profession, gender, location-based traffic, analytics offers you that, gender-based traffic, you know, kind of. So that's what is, it will help you to develop a credible profile of your target group. So that is number one. That is what we are trying to understand. The second is, conduct market research. You have to get into a formal primary market research where it could be anything. Any marketing challenge, price sensitivity, new product, the place suitable to buy the products. So, whether are they sensitive to the price increasing. So, you can do various research techniques, which is such as survey, interviews and focus groups, etc. One can apply and understand certain profile specific aspects of your customer. Third is a competitor analysis. Your analysis is incomplete if you do not, on the similar parameter, have a complete idea about your competitor, wherein there are, we have referred in the analytics, there are certain analytics tools helps you to get the competitor backlink, competitor keywords, etc. You must also understand competition profile, that is competition, which profile are they pursuing, etc. So that you come to know whether you are in clash with their target audience or you are complementing, how it is. So that's what. So we will now study how to conduct market research and analysis. So for marketing research, in a brief, is nothing but you have certain problem or a question around which you ask a probing question, which is gathering, then study. Study is like what is people are saying, but you have to put into an analytical format. How many yes, how many no to this question, how many like, how many dislikes. So all those things, that will enable you to create some interpretation and a conclusion for you. And therefore, it's all about, it's about the size that you could study, and about the likelihood of buying, about recommendation. So you are able to derive the size, the growth expectations can be checked, demography, that is people's profile, age, income, size, etc. Behavioral aspects, their likes, dislikes, lifestyles, etc. Their preferences you can make out, what need they have, what problems are they facing, and goals and desires. So those are the aspects you can figure out. If I have to give you one idea about the negative need as this thing, Closeup, which is a very leading brand even today when it comes to freshness, gel-based toothpaste, they wanted to target young adult who are in a very close proximity, like teenagers. And bed breath was a problem that was driving a lot of social issues. They did a study, and however, the express need that my bed odor is causing me embarrassment. So have a toothpaste that will remove the bed odor. So likewise, the need interpretation goes into, and finally it came out that why they wanted to be date ready. So customer may represent the same thing in a different way, which is, I need a toothpaste that will remove the bad odor. But so develop a product which is based on the need, but you have to understand the secret need, which is he wanted to be date ready, and that's what their communication advertisement that they developed was around that, and they became overnight the most accepted brand among teenagers. So that's what is the power. The purpose is to gain insight into the market's current condition, so you will come to know where they stand, potential demand, are they looking for something new, existing competition, so where they are buying from, what they are using, substitutes if any, etc. Is there any gap or is there any opportunity for you? Taking the time to truly understand your audience allows you to create content. So we have understood, understanding will help you to develop your product strategy, marketing, promotion strategy, communication, content, etc. This connection leads to higher conversion. When you engage better, when you communicate better, you engage better. When you engage better, your conversion is going to be far better. So that's what going to give you the sales. A time progresses, internet marketers should embrace the idea of crafting customer profile. So that is what buyer persona we have studied as a term, which will come ahead. There are, in the internet, as I told you, multiple target can be. There are analytics also, which we saw can help you to get the multiple target based data. Idea is each can be mutually exclusive and you can tap them. You can have a different communication, different offers. Both will not overlap on each other. That being the power, you have to develop, therefore, the separate buyer persona or a persona of each target. This practice enhances the comprehension of the need, the preferences, effective communication, leads, etc. So this will build you a sound understanding about with whom are you talking. So you know what to talk, how to talk, what can be the stimuli that will generate interest, what will make them take a call to action, those aspects. So there are two main types of market research. So we are trying to now get a little deeper into the market research. The market researches are of two types, primary research and secondary research. Primary research, as it says, involves directly collecting data by engaging with the sample. Sample is your right unit, the kind of a person who is eligible to answer. So you meet them, that is your segment people actually. And methods could be many depending on the type of research, but here something has been given, survey or an interview or focus group where few people are called together, or an observation from a distance, you observe how customer is buying. In a retail shop, there is an observer, etc. Or an experiment, create an experiment. In Dadar Matunga, I will have 1+1 free offer, but in Bhayandar, Borivali, etc., I will have 20% off. So you try to experiment and see what is working for you. So likewise, and secondary research is all published and available data in the open source or through published sources like government statistics, etc. When you study them and you derive some conclusion out of it and develop a report of that, that's a secondary research or secondary data source based research. So now we are getting into understanding how do you do the marketing research. So few steps, though we are not supposed to elaborately get into it, so I will make an effort to briefly explain. Set clear objective. Suppose I have noticed that last 6 months my sale is going down. Now why are you doing market research? Are you doing market research to just generically understand why my sale is going down? Or are you doing a market research to find out changing consumer preference? Or are you doing a marketing research to determine shift of customer preference to competing brand? So you should be very clear. You have a problem on hand, but why are you doing marketing research is should be very clear, for which you may have to do certain preliminary assessments, talking to network, talking to salespeople. If you just tell agency to that, you know, why my sale is going down, it will be haywire. They will try to probe too many things, and as a result, maybe no clear picture will come. Select research method. You have to be very clear what is the research method appropriate. We have understood basics like primary and secondary, but within that, whether it is survey, whether it is observations, whether it is experiment, what is the right method, that has to be first also be very clear. Then you will get into data collection, for which you have to know the right data source. Secondary data has to come from the authentic sources, not individual preferences, etc. However, primary data, you have to be very clear who's the right sample, the definition of that right sample, which has to be equivalent to your target segment. So, and then where will you find them? So that should be guided to the research agency, so that data, this thing is obtained, is very verifiable data. Utilize proper analytical tools. And so now, even before you start this thing, for various kinds of questions and all, you have to be very clear whether regression, correlation, or any other research, there are analytical techniques, gaming theory you are going to use or what. So you have to know this right from the beginning, not after the data is coming. In fact, clarity of this will help you to frame questions appropriately. Questions asked in particular way can be used for correlation, but if the same question asked in a different way, it cannot be used for correlation. So you have to have clarity as to that. So analytical tool plays very important role. When the analysis comes out, what is important is interpretation. Now, interpretation can be at a question to question level. Cross-tabbing is also done. Let me study now whether people in this age group has what is an answer. People within this to this age group, what is an answer? Is there a change? So you get some trend specific also. So by correlating two attributes also you can find. So analysis finding and interpreting is very important. Just merely having analysis is not everything. How do you interpret, that is important. Report results. So when you interpret, then you have to get into putting your findings in a manner that it will convey that this is a research problem or objective, because this is what is coming out. So you are able to conclude it very well as to what is an outcome. For which, if I go in that objective setting stage, it was mentioned out there, hypothesis setting, etc. So you not only define what is an objective, but you set your own understanding. So I told you why my sale is declining. I want to see whether there is a changing preference among customers. I might put a hypothesis that 70% of my consumers have not changed their consumer preference. Now the research when done around that, we'll find out whether my hypothesis that 70% of the people have not changed their preference, either that will be validated or that will be rejected. So all those aspects has to come out in your reporting. So after understanding various steps, we have touched base earlier the concept called in the internet marketing, or in especially in the digital, this thing concept, because you are able to do multiple targeting, you have to have a clarity of buyer persona. This is one step more than the segmentation development. Here, those micro profiles you have to really represent as a fictional character or avatar, as today you understand. However, it is very close to ideal customers. When buyer persona is narrated, that person should stand in front of you. Now, it captures numerous information. So, like, it starts from knowing who he is. So, like, typically, it goes into that initial phase of segmentation, that is geographic, demographic aspects, is psychographic aspects, behavioral aspects, etc. Okay. And then you have to, the common traits, etc. So, it gets into that psychographic part. You have to business get a clearer picture of ideal customer. So, for getting that, you have to have certain aspects captured. Is important because guides business to focus their efforts on what actually the will be needed. So I have this as a persona. Now these are the challenges that he faces. This is a problem in his life, or this is a stage in his life that he is in. He will have this kind of a need, etc. So you can develop product around that. If sales marketing plans that are right for the target audience, you will know their preferences, likes, their media behaviors also. So buyer persona also includes that. So these are the points. Kindly start making a note, will be a part of developing a buyer persona. It allows business to provide personalized customer service. Now, once you understand who they are, their likes, dislikes, etc., you are able to create a personalization of a service. So that will take them to a next level with the brand. Moreover, buyer personas help business to connect with their customers on a deeper level. When personalization, then next level of personalization is a customerization, or so that will create deep bonding with the brand, and then he will not go elsewhere. Understanding their motivation and values, that if you understand that part, your message that you communicate should resonate so that there is a sync. It also helps in solving the customer's problem effectively by offering solutions. So, your buyer persona also captures their current problem, okay? And then it looks at it whether your product is able to directly or indirectly address that. By developing this buyer persona, business can prioritize. The utility of it is you will know clearly the need of the customer. So, as a result, product strategy, so that design specific marketing strategy includes product, price, place, promotion. So, it covers that the right product, right pricing, right communication, etc. Outstanding support, because you are able to personalize, you are able to create a right support for him and establishes genuine connections. Now, the customer feels that the brand is talking to me, brand is not talking to everyone. So, that's what is the right connection. This leads to more successful marketing efforts. Overall, effectiveness will improve. So, here are some benefits of having a buyer persona. So, what will you gain out of it? First is focused marketing strategy. You want to attract multiple segments. Now, you have to have a segment gives you one level of information. But if you really can create a buyer persona, you are very clear. Now, once you are very clear about it, you are able to create a complete marketing strategy. So, marketing strategy, again repeat, product marketing is 7, product, price, place, promotion. Service marketing is 7 with this additional 3 like people, process and physical evidence. You are able to set them separately for each of them and still be mutually exclusive. Tailored customer service, personalization, customization, all that is possible. Authentic connection. You are at an emotional level, you are at a behavioral level connecting with him, communicating with him, offering him solutions. So there is a connection which has an authenticity, base, rapport. Effective problem solving. You exactly know what your customers' problems are, what the state of dilemmas they are in. So, you are able to then tailor your offering and product in such a way that they get to know, oh, this will help me this way. What's in it for me? That everyone asks. So, that answer, once you are clear about their problems. So, typical buyer persona template that I would like to explain. So, I'm quickly going to give you an idea, the format. This is not necessarily the only format. There are many available if you Google, but quickly, first capture demographics. So, age, locations, family status, educational level, which also includes his current services, occupation, income level, etc. So, this is what I call a demographic. Then get into his interest capturing. What does he do well? What does he like? Lecturing on psychology, work hassle-free, prioritize safety. He is a more safety conscious, convenience over price seeker, etc. What are the goals in his life? So, you also should know what is he striving for. So, that is leave like little far from his workplace and he wants to get to work on time without unnecessary delays. Want to buy a car in the near future. So, now if you know the goals, you will know what all probably may be looked by him. Challenges. What are the challenges in his life? So, typically, like such people working at a far off places, etc. He is in, say, Navi Mumbai, which is little distance from a main Mumbai and have no vehicle. So, dependence on the public transport, etc. And that makes his journey difficult. So, these are the challenges. Therefore, you will know for sure. He will constantly look for solution to overcome these challenges. What are the communication channels? That depends on the media behavior. He is frequently on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. So, you exactly know that. So, after we understood what is buyer persona, we enter into understanding customer journey maps. Both are different. As the name suggests, customer journey. Journey is what? From A point to B point. So, here customer journey mapping is all about visualization of steps or how customers move from a state of being aware about you to his state of finally becoming your customers post purchase and drawing till loyalty phase. So that is what is customer journey map. They describe the actions, thoughts, feelings, and the pain points of customers at each step. In buyer persona also, these are the things there, but it is from the individual point of view. Here it is from the interaction point of view. So if I have to give you an idea, say like I want to plan my tour to Kashmir. So now that being the case, I am at a stage where I need to find how will I travel, where will I stay, okay, which are the places to see, etc. Now I decide that I will take a traveler, so like Veena World or similar, okay, Kesari Tour, etc. So now my journey will be find out who all are there, their packages for the Kashmir, the dates, then I will want to visit their website. So that's a touch point. I found this out through Google when I was searching. Then I visit individual website. Then I try to touch base with their call center to understand. That's also another journey touch point. Then I call up their officer and I try to personally talk. Then I invite for discussion their representative. So all these are becoming my journey till I decide that yes, I will go with Kesari Tour or I will go with Veena World or likewise. Okay. So one has to understand in every product or service purchase, customer takes a journey and mapping that is the art of customer journey map development. They are like a visual stories that show how a customer interacts with your business at various touch points, various channels that you have offered. You have a website, you have an online store, you have offline store, brick and mortar store, you have your distributor. So customer has a possibility of going to anywhere and seeking relevant information. So like, for example, Lenskart was earlier only online store or online brand. They have started opening brick and mortar shops. Now, it must be due to reason, but let me put it in a different way. Customer now may use that as a channel to something of his advantage. He may see various frames and various this thing that he likes online, but he wants to see the quality, he wants to see how sturdy are they. He may go to the brick and mortar shop of Lenskart and then he may still come back and buy online. So this is what is that customer journey mapping is all about. They help marketers understand what customers want and how to make their experience better. So now at each point of his journey, marketer must know what is the reason why he's coming, what is it that he's seeking, that is want, and how to make that experience more complete. Okay, these maps are told from customer's point of view, which you have to remember, which gives insight into the whole experience, how customers go through before deciding and subsequently also interacting with the brand, etc. This helps teams to figure out how to meet customer needs and make things really easier for them. So why he goes, how he searches, or are you making searches easy for him? Okay, therefore that FAQs and all are there. Are you then facilitating information sharing? How are you facilitating his engagement? Where you are taking him for virtual experience, where you are taking him, he may go on his own to your brick and mortar store. So that is what marketeer task becomes. In simple word, mapping the customer journey, let's business see how they first connect and then go through all the steps or be with the customer when he goes through that journey. So if I...